Happy holidays from KVIA.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Rob had a good idea when he said we should do a show every 12 hours. Every 12 hours. That
yeah.
would be fantastic.
8 a.m., 8 p.m., and the
How
rest
of every six? How about every 6 hours we do a show? I think that's a good
okay,
idea.
Okay, well, what's our base time? Would it be a midnight and a 6 a.m.?
All I can tell you is that when we taped last evening, at the conclusion of the broad... Where did our Mr. Sroka go? He vanished.
I'm sure he'll be back.
All I can tell you is that at the end of the show, my son was in here with me, and I had that tumbler that Carla had provided me with Whistle Pig, and he said, and he looks at me, I love kids.
Yeah.
And I love my son so much. And he said, Dad, can I throw that away? I said, yes, you can. And if I had not thrown that away, I might feel a little more logy
Mike,
today. So I'm
he's
really glad
worried about you. My kids used to say that to me.
Oh, I bet they did. Wow.
Now, question, though, about the Whistle Pig, and I'm in recovery, but I didn't stop thinking about your Whistle Pig.
I do, you know, as someone who is in recovery and has done it on his own, I get very frightened.
Don't be frightened.
When you say things like that.
It scares me. I just have to know, was it the bourbon or the rye?
It was the rye, and the rye going back to, and this is relevant because we'll be doing another Ben and Jerry show coming up here in a few days, few weeks.
Yes.
And that was the Whistle Pig sent to me by Ben and Jerry's PR department when they were doing the whiskey flavored ice cream that they had.
Okay, because that's not only a pricey libation, it's one that's hard to find.
Well, they sent them, and I got like three bottles of the good stuff for FRWE free. And
that's great. I got a pen.
You didn't get any of the. Well, this is, I think you were in recovery anyway.
Yeah, but so. Mike, if you got three bottles, don't you think there was probably an intention, one per host?
I don't know. You with the things you've pilfered from me over the years, wouldn't sweat it. And you're not drinking.
I'm not.
See how it scares me, Josh, when he starts talking? Like, he is arguing about perhaps getting another bottle that he didn't get.
I don't want it.
Sure sounds like you wanted it.
No, not at all. And I don't know, maybe I was in recovery then. Who knows? Mike, you know what? What do they say? Times are past. Water under the bridge. It's no big deal.
But the reason I bring that up is because Josh sent out that wonderful email we get a couple of times a year the ice cream is on the way. And Mr. Ben and Mr. Jerry are going to be sending
when the new flavors
something along,
get announced.
Which means Sean Greenwood is on his world tour again.
Exactly.
So I'm excited.
No.
Ooh, that's exciting. So we didn't do the appearance this time. But I don't know. We did that once. I don't think we've always been able to do that.
Well, I think it's going to be fun
March
that he's coming
3rd
to my house.
Is when he will
time.
Be on the show.
That's
and at
exciting.
Rob's house.
It
and
is.
And then the
4th really,
and the 5th
really
as well.
And I won't let
house.
Him out.
He is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Is he really going to Rob's house?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The guy goes anywhere to promote his product.
I know.
That's incredible, Sean Greenwood. So you can have a sampling with him. Well, hold on a second. We have to do this right. So what's your camera configuration?
Like we do with Carrie.
Sean arrives.
From the cocktail hour.
He will have his own camera and his own microphone.
How's that going to work? Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So he's going to have
stand. Yeah, I've got a stand.
All right.
And I will line up his shot. And he will appear to be almost in
March
his own
3rd.
Studio, but he'll be about 2 feet from me.
I'm excited. That's great. So March 3rd, you said, for the Sean Greenwood. Get you ice cream,
that's
people.
Mike,
you love
that's
that show.
When the springtime starts and people start thinking about getting that cool dairy treat, ice cream.
I don't know over the years what are his scheduled appearances, but I think that it feels like it's usually this time of year that we get.
Josh tried to tell him that I'm not in D.C. He tried to tell him that I'm quite a bit outside of D.C. And he said, I'll go to Rob's house. Yeah, yeah.
Will he be doing the morning show circuit like he does occasionally? I think we're the only ones that latched onto it. We have so few guests on this show, and guests are so hard to come by. And Josh, before you arrived, I think Rob will agree with me. Guests have always been a challenge.
Yes.
I have no idea why, but it always has been a challenge. And Sean Greenwood, whenever we get a guest, there are examples where we burn them out because we will get so many of the same guests again
like
and
Bill
again,
O'Reilly.
And we'll go to that teat again until we absolutely burn them to a crisp. Sean Greenwood has been a regular on this show for a number of years, and you know, it's always fun because
he goes
just
back
a nice
to your
guy.
Days on the Edge.
Yeah, a long time ago. Is that where he started with me on
that
the Edge?
That was the first liaison, I think. Yeah.
That's awesome. So
love
I'm looking
you, Sean.
Forward
good
to
guy.
That. I want to talk to our friend Josh about my son, and really not my son, or as much as me. Because like yesterday's show, last evening's show, when I was purging about what a lot of people felt, the NFL and their shortcomings with the dull game we're going to get, I wanted to talk about the baseball weekend that I really didn't want to do yesterday on the show because my son was right next door. But
okay, he's at school now, right?
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, he was in tryouts. And the tryouts were for what are called majors. And you have the majors and the minors. And there are kids his age that are in minors, a few of them. And there are kids his age.
Does he have a hat with a light on it and a pick?
No, this is baseball, but thank you.
Oh.
And then there are the kids that try out for majors. Now, Josh, you have been coaching for how long now?
Yeah, I know.
3 or 4 years?
I know.
So you kind of know the
sometimes.
Ropes.
Kids are selected not because of the talent of the kid, but because of the parents. And that goes both ways. Well, that or the coach is friends with the parent, or the coach wants
the coach
nothing to do with
whatever
those parents.
The way that
all
happens,
politics.
Right?
So he'll leave that kid off.
Mm. So my son tries out, and I would say that my father used to have an expression. And by the way, my kid, when he played for me in the fall, did pretty good. I had some RBI and, you know, and he actually.
How did he play at Regina?
He acquitted himself well.
Pretty good.
Then on the tryout day, as far as the batting is concerned, they used a pitching machine where they put the ball in that tire and it shoots it out, and so he said my father's expression would have been he couldn't
hit an
elephant
in the
ass with a broom, and I would say that was his tryout. Yeah, it was a slow speed issue. That it was the slow tire thing, and the timing just he couldn't. It happens, right?
Do you
so
think
he made
it
contact.
Was?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a bad day for him.
Yeah,
and
that
yeah,
happens.
Right? There's
about
pressure.
10, he's got
there's
about
pressure. It's getting there.
7-8 minutes to get the hits, you know, and there's pressure, and so he goes in and he made contact with like two, but they weren't that good, and it was just it was not good, and right. I knew it was not good, and then he goes out into the field. And then he gets ground balls, and then he gets fly balls.
Okay.
So when he goes out to shortstop position and they hit him ground balls, easy ground balls, he gets three. All three go through the wickets. And I'm like, are you on crack today? I didn't say this, but I was thinking this. This is not a good tryout. And then he goes out to the outfield.
I hate to
fine.
Ask this, Mike, but yes. I'm sure there are others that would have the same query. What is a wicket?
I don't know if that's baseball slang.
The wicket's like when he went between his legs.
Oh, okay. You're using baseball slang.
Now,
not
Mike,
really.
I'll tell you, I've been the coach many times
threw
with
a ball,
these evaluations.
So you don't understand.
I'm from a broken home.
I know you do.
That makes
I know,
the mistake
so.
Of signing a kid that looks great on his evaluations.
Yes.
And then he's horrible. So it's hard. It's a hard setup because you're asking the kid to show off and make a whole decision about his year there.
It is. In 5 minutes.
And when really what has to be done is the child has to be encouraged to stand on his own wickets.
And so, God. It's so funny when we try to have
they say, Mike, if you use a word, it becomes your own. So I'm going to try to work wickets into my conversation every day.
It be so getting back to
like
what I was
ZZ
saying.
ZZ Top, she's got wickets. I'm sorry, we're telling a story.
The non-sportsmen that that hate sports like Rob does are laughing hysterically, all two of them. So anyway, getting back to what I was saying, the wickets, threw the wickets, and then he catches the fly ball, throws okay, does fine. But overall, I'm like, what the hell was that? And I was like, but it wasn't, I didn't think of it as that big a deal because he kind of looked good and he was fast when he had his, they run too. They run down the, they leg out a double. So they run down to first and that's the next thing
they have
they do.
To reuse their wickets to run.
So,
he's not going to let it go.
Oh my God. It's an expression. No, because it's foreign to him.
I think might be
and
done.
If you say it's foreign to a lot of people,
and it's
I'm going to fly to Leesburg.
Baseball,
today.
It's just an expression
for fly to Leesburg.
It's like a hockey goalie. He'll get it through the wickets.
Yeah. Right. Through the wickets.
Oh, so it's a hockey term as well. That's exciting. Now I know where to use it. Not a football term at all?
Do you think you would be as snarky and anti-sports if you had ever been given a chance to play sports?
Mike, I had every chance I wanted to, but I chose a life of the theater.
No, you didn't. You weren't doing theater when you were at Little League age.
You don't remember my commercials?
I mean, did you? You didn't have a choice to do theater.
No, no.
It looks like it would have been literally impossible.
Isn't it nice how he has
term.
Hijacked this entire so, opening
to
segment
go between
to
the
make
two
it
posts.
About him? Cricket. Yeah, it is. It's a cricket term.
The British?
Yeah.
The ones we fought?
Yes.
I'm never using it now.
That's right. We've done two shows in 12 hours.
We have. And Mike, I couldn't have done sports
that serve as just a gentle warning.
Mike, I just wanted to answer your question with my split parenting and
the
my
ball just went
my
through the wickets
home.
For
sports
you.
Sports would have been
they went
impossible.
Through your wickets.
Impossible.
That's a lie. Anyway, so constantly through the wicket. He dropped the ball right on top of his left wicket.
Ouch.
So he gets a call from his buddy. And his buddy said, I got the call. What team are you on? He said, I haven't gotten a call yet. And the different coaches have different timetables. It's fine. Then we finally get the notice, and I say, hey, your team. And then I look down, and it's minors. He didn't
and if his friends are in the majors.
Like that.
Yeah,
right away for him?
It's a bummer.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a bummer. It's
a
bummer.
That's tough. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And we bump into another kid that made majors who was also on my team. I'd coached both these kids that went on.
Again, people have good days and bad days.
Anything about them.
That speaks well of you as a coach, Mike. Exactly.
That had to be what it was because,
for example, this morning Mike is having a bad day.
Hold on. Can you just let us have a little discussion about this? Why is it so hard for you?
I'm broken.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, you just never did it. We're talking a little sports here. That's all.
All right,
just
do your sports then.
That's it, you know?
All right.
That's all. And so the point I was trying to make is that the two kids that went on, that I'm aware of, that were on my team, were kids that didn't necessarily start. That's the nice way I will say that. Whereas my son did. And so with that said, I was at the tryout. I know what kind of tryout he had. So it's not like a total thing for me. But I was also, it was indicated to me that to move on, you kind of just, if you show up, you should have no problem. But not with that tryout. And so he's there with little ones, some young ladies, and it looks like he's going to be one of the bigger kids on his little minors team. But it was a little bit of upset, and I wanted to get clarification. And one of my buddies, who's also a coach, a very elite athlete in his own right, this guy that we know that's a father,
yes,
and
explained
the whole
like
thing
in
that
the
now
leagues,
he will get. And I think you said the same
you,
thing,
you have
Josh.
To balance
he'll get more opportunity
with the star
to
players.
Play.
Do you raise him up to the bring him up to the big leagues and he sits on your bench, or do you leave him down at AAA and he plays every day?
kind of the way I looked at it. But with that said, I can say unequivocally that my son got over it much easier than I did. I was because when we got to the first practice, they were having practice on the other field, and the field is smaller now that he's on, and they were having practice over on the other field, and we were waiting for his coach to arrive, and I just took a little walk around, and as the grease man would say, I shook my head ruefully as I looked and saw some of the kids that were on the majors team.
You mentioned that you took it harder than him. Do you think it would even
I don't
be
know
on
yeah
your radar?
I probably did. I probably not that I let him know that.
I was going to say though, but was it triggered by his reaction or overall with the situation where you
it
upset?
Was triggered by the fact that in my mind I thought that even if he's not getting the playing time, being around the older kids would be better for him. But I think now that I really think about it, I'm not saying this to be sour grapes or to feel
right.
It really doesn't matter at this age. It really doesn't. So playing time is fine. I'm not holding any delusions now, and I'm also not holding any limits. I think that when he gets older, when he gets into high school, who knows what kind of athlete he could be. That's fine. But at the same time, right now, it doesn't matter. And to play and to have fun and learn the game and get his coordination together is the way it goes. And
you had your first practice with the minors team already?
Yeah, I'm a dad. I just sit on the sidelines. Okay. So we were there for
some
of it.
How many broads are on his team?
Three. I think there are three. And
that's another advantage.
And that's in what way?
Yeah, you know, it's a good chance to meet ladies, especially if he's the star of the
team.
They're
11. He's 11 years old.
Doesn't mean he can't make a friend.
Jesus, what is wrong with you today? What is wrong with you?
I am more the same today than I've ever been.
He's 11 years old.
That's
about the right time to start, you know, date a little bit.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about... Yeah, because I found that out of flag football. I have to mention this. In flag football, we're next to these two girls that show up, and they're cheering for one of the other kids. And I won't mention names again because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but it's like, let's say Todd. Hi, Todd!
Oh,
as they
no.
said like that. And it was the first time I became aware of that. So, yes, that's it. But it's, you know, they're getting instruction. They're fine. But at the same time, I know how things get to me when it lingers to right around bedtime. Okay. And after the practice and after the football games yesterday, it lingered with me, and as time goes on, it will linger and linger less. But by
being with the,
sitting at that practice,
major,
and watching some of the
would be good for
ones,
him to be around
was,
better kids. That always helps improve you. Yeah. But being able to play in every game and be the star player is going to make it a lot more fun for him and for you as parents.
Right. Same thing. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think you're absolutely right. So that's the way it was. And it was just a minor little thing. The thing about me is that I'm pissed off at myself because it lingered longer than I think it should have. I didn't say anything to anybody. It was right up here in the inner government when I was like closing the peepers at night, just going.
How was his mood while you were still gnashing your teeth? He was totally over it?
Rob, I swear to God, I didn't make him aware of it. There was one moment, and that was it. But where it would hit me would be when we'd bump into one of my, less stellar dudes.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I went on, and it's just like, and all I can say is, see the bitter part of me.
Oh,
it's to those other coaches. Good luck with that. But isn't that horrible? These are kids. I shouldn't have that attitude. What's wrong with me? I'm broken too.
No, you're
I'm
competitive,
broken.
Mike. You are so competitive.
It's
and that is something
that
separates us.
Yes.
And it's the
competition. Yes, you don't have a competitive bone in your body.
Well, it's true. But I think a lot of times I'm happier than you because of it.
You are 100% happier than I am because of that in certain circumstances.
Yeah. Mike, you can't change your inner DNA, and you're going to be competitive for you and for your son. And that's why it hurts. That's why it hurts.
And it's to a fault, I think, when you see certain Look, I think there is self-control that is required. That's the word I was looking for parents. Because these are kids. You got to remember that these are kids. Right. And I've seen the adults, when I was managing, and Josh probably can back me up on this.
I had a kid this last season.
Much worse behavior.
I would have to put
in
the
adults
kid
than in the kids.
In
my humble
opinion. In a different position to get him further away from his parents' voice. Because they'd be up on the fence yelling. And he was a good pitcher when his dad didn't come to the games.
Oh,
and if his dad came to the games, I couldn't let him pitch.
No,
because he just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But.
Oh. Wow.
You can see this story on screen, Mike. It was remade into a movie called Tender Mercies. Where?
What is that? clarify the reference, please.
I believe it's Robert De Niro being
where he plays the preacher?
No, a very bad father that makes his kids miserable.
No. That movie, that Duvall movie.
Tender Mercies is a Western.
Hold on. The Great Santini.
That's what I'm thinking of. I'm sorry. It's not.
It's the wrong reference.
It was.
It's the wrong reference.
Yeah.
The Great Santini. Hey, it's Duvall. It is very much. The Great Santini. The Great Santini. I've never done a Duvall impression on the show. The Great Santini's here. Yes, sir. I'm a sergeant in the Marine Corps. The Great Santini. But
spring,
forgive me.
My
for
son is not playing baseball.
Yeah, Tender Mercies.
He,
I think
but
he
I've been asked to come back and coach.
Tender Mercies, if I'm not mistaken.
I am. I'm going to move up and coach 12U. So some kids a little older.
Are you going to? All right, I'll bring my kid up to St. Augustine and have him play on your
team. Is it sad that your son is not playing ball
for
you?
No, we'll just move on. We'll,
yeah.
And what, that he made the choice?
There's another dad. His dad's involved.
Oh.
So we'll move on.
I forgot.
Yes, lots of drama.
I'm just a stepdad.
Lots of drama. Gotcha. Understand.
Yep.
I get it. I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
No interleague play.
That's by the way, that's the new album that's coming out from Josh Soroka's band Mohawk. The album is entitled "I'm Just a Stepdad." I'm just a stepdad in a rock and roll band. All right, so let's get on to the second big piece of news today. That wasn't a big piece of news. We have a programming note for the Mike O'Mara Show that does not involve the Mike O'Mara Show.
Political persuasions.
A show I was informed yesterday is
Tech 411
making a comeback. And with that, I kick. No, it's not political persuasion. But if he wants to do it, I'll do one with him.
We had him lined up before the election.
Have you reached out to Chris Freitz and asked?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to do another little 30-minute show with him. Rob Spiewak?
Yes.
Cake and Cookies is coming back.
Yes, and really this you can either blame or give credit to one person. And that is Josh Soroka, who went into our archives and found every episode. I assumed they were gone because we did 190 some episodes of Cake and Cookies. And because we changed our provider and our platform, I thought they were gone, but Josh got them all back.
Right.
And so 118. I thought it was higher than
that. Shows.
Does that mean we're not doing new shows?
No, we are doing new shows.
I did
inspired
find old
by
shows.
This.
And convince them to do new shows.
It sounded like he was just announcing that you found old shows that he was going to play. Okay.
But right. That sort of inspired us.
Rob,
inspired
when did I start
us to go on.
You,
so Katie
you
and
convinced
I...
them to do new shows. That's
I think,
how
I think it was like
was
6
that
months
difficult
of,
to do that, John?
Are you bringing this back?
It wasn't that far ago.
Well, there's one
factor. I think it was
there's
during...
one factor, Josh, that you will learn that has to be overcome with Mr. Spiewak. Rob, would you like to tell Josh what that is?
Just because I'm so handsome.
No, I'm very
don't
comfortable
make it,
with
don't
pushing
think that
Rob.
I'm unapproachable.
And I have to push and remind
I'm
him.
A man
that's,
just
not
as
the,
you.
That's not what I was thinking
it's
about,
not...
Rob.
No, I think
Rob has
idea
an L on
can...
his forehead, and it doesn't stand for loser.
What does it stand for?
You know what it stands for. lazy.
This notion of cake and cookies came up when we were doing some vacation shows over the summer, and we each took a week, and then we had people fill in. Katie did one week, and it was really fun, and it was really
easy. I'm the creator of Cake and Cookies,
by the way. You are.
Rob, that
show was June 26th. I'm the Lorne Michaels of Cake and Cookies.
I thought more of a Norman Lear.
Norman, thank you. I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Okay, so June is right. And then we recorded a show actually last weekend, and it went marvelously. And we're going to do a mini
episode. Can I ask you an honest question?
I wish you would.
I think I've listened to Cake and Cookies. The shows are good. Usually, every time you do them, there's something funny in the show. So the content is really, really good. When did you start? And I think the first few episodes you really enjoyed yourself. When did it become? Was it work for you from the very beginning? Would you describe it as more work than a labor of love? Because
the only thing that was hard about it was when Katie moved out of town.
And what irritated me for the past 6 months trying to push these guys to do this show is they talk every week for an hour on the phone. So they were doing the show for themselves.
Pretty true.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's when we actually put the programming pieces in place and recorded last week, it was so much fun. It was, and almost forgot how much fun it was. So we are excited to come back.
I don't think he was the
and
problem.
Provide a show for you every week. And,
he doesn't want to talk about how difficult it was to get him to do it. Oh, really, Rob? This could be a subject on the next Cake and Cookies.
We worked it out.
Was Katie a handful?
Well, she wanted something for her time.
Okay. All right.
And, we worked it out.
Okay.
And you know what? That's to me, that's very valuable. I mean, that's a valid thing.
Not valuable to me.
Well, it doesn't come out
now
of
now that
your
I found
pocket.
That out.
It doesn't it's come really, out of your
You might want to pass that along to the guy whose name's on the Enterprise. Thank you very
so
much.
So it's all set.
No, it's nothing out of your pocket,
I don't
want to
pay.
That's the idea.
But, I'm very, very excited to be working with
Katie. Get a sponsor,
Katie.
That'll be no problem at all. You know, grab a sponsor, that'll be fine. Mm-hmm. That'll be really fine. That'll be really fine.
And it is an absolute pleasure because 9 times out of 10, anyone who listens to the show knows what it is I ask Katie a question and she talks and then we go to commercials. I do very little on the show. It is really a spotlight on Katie and I love that. I do.
Yeah,
I love being
you,
able to set
you,
her.
But you do your yapping too, right?
Well, yeah, I mostly, you know what, I annoy her as I annoy you, and that's some
Jeez,
you know
do you,
get
but, see,
it's
I
a
haven't
different,
listened to a
it's
recent
a different
one
type
do you,
of annoyed.
Has she gotten annoyed with you
she
almost
doesn't
every episode
I see I didn't know that early on
yeah she explain. Doesn't want
to
kill
Please
me
explain.
She doesn't want
to
kill me
we should you know what we should have a clip that's what I'd like to hear I'd like to mm-hmm. have, I like do you think tomorrow on the show we could do a little analysis of maybe a 1 minute segment of
sure.
Cake and Cookies
you bet
what would you say Rob she is most annoyed with that you do on that show
probably she gets annoyed with I would say my lifestyle and the fact that I never leave my basement. There was a segment on the most recent one that will drop where I was talking about all the Elvis-related things I got for Christmas. And she eventually just stopped down and said, you're just you. You can't be changed. You're just you.
I could tell her that. You can't be changed and you don't do anything. So that's tough for people that want to see you go out and interact with the world because you are at your core a cynic like me, and when you do get outside and you do experience things, two things happen. We either get the cynical Rob, which is funny, or we get the happy, joyous Rob that experienced something that he's good at sharing.
Yeah.
So the fact that you never leave your home is probably frustrating to her as it is to me. If you were, but you cannot be changed. You are now in a position where you spend more time at home, and it's just fine as you have expressed with you. So that's one that we share. That I get frustrated too.
And also, Mike, you'll appreciate this. I will tend to try to derail her stories, quite on purpose. And she's very patient because
you mean
it's sort
like
of
the wickets part.
Yeah, that would be classic. That would be a classic issue. And
that's another thing where you can't change.
Oh, it's to himself.
You're right. You're right.
I always try to think who you're playing to when you're doing that, too. When you're doing it to a sports story for me.
I think,
but
you know.
It's to himself. You
know, yeah, it's a little guy called Rob. That's right. Mm-hmm. But I never want the story to stop. I want the story to continue. I just want to make some, you know, veers along the way. I want to veer off the course occasionally, just occasionally.
My son, this is an interesting fact here, that when Katie mentions not being able to change you, my son had a project in mathematics that he didn't submit that he was supposed to. He overlooked it. He doesn't do that very often.
Right.
Bringing his grade down to a 93. And he was inconsolable.
Is that a B or is that an A, depending on the grading system?
It's an
system.
A.
Okay.
And he's out of his mind. And it's also like the beginning of the semester after he got high honors, which a very easy grade to bring up.
Yeah,
and
he'll be fine.
I said, he is so hard on himself. And, you know, it's just, and I am ridiculously hard on myself, too. I could get better sleep, and I could do many, many more things if I wouldn't let stew on things. Mm-hmm. You are not burdened with that, really. You get bummed, but you don't really beat the crap out of yourself, do you?
I try to explain to people that are around me.
This is great. I love doing psychoanalysis on you. I really do.
If you sit and really, really stew on something, really ruin your night, is there even a chance?
It's a much healthier lifestyle your way.
No. And if it doesn't,
probably
just being joyful.
Why are you using the real estate to do it?
It is. It is.
And look at me. I mean, of course it is.
So getting back to the premise of this entire discussion,
yes,
Taking Cookies
is back.
We'll be back. And how many shows will we get? One a week, one a month, one every 2 months, one every 3 months?
You will get one a week, and Josh and I are trying to figure out the
one a week?
Money.
Yeah, are the most appropriate.
Josh, what did you say to him? That's fantastic. How did you bribe him? Okay. All right, I get it. All right, very good. That's good.
But
that's
it
good.
Is. I'm very much looking forward to it. You know, Katie is in Savannah, and she leads her lifestyle with her husband Dan and her two dogs. And like a lot of it went on this week, they had to deal with snow, and that's in Savannah. They don't have a snowplow. They don't have one.
Same snow that got into the panhandle.
Exactly.
And everybody experienced.
And she is very excited.
And
she's very excited to bring it back as well.
Katie is charming.
I'd read the text message, but we'd have to bleep it out.
She's so nice. Such a sweetheart.
She
That's
is
good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
she has a mouth.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Like the weekly thing.
No.
Could you just offer a little more before we go to break? Because I'm kind of
curious.
Very
well, excited.
I didn't know you were being sarcastic.
Sent me a text,
I for a moment thought
showing
she really
her excitement
was to do it.
And
she
then
okay.
immediately sent a text that says, "I apologize." I hit send and then realized that's not appropriate.
Oh, wow. Wow, what could that have been? Wow.
And, Reese asks in the chat room here, will it be a video cast?
Animations.
Very likely in the future we'll be adding video to Cake and Cookies, so that's good too.
What kind of answer is that? Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah, no, yes. Yes, it is going to be a video cast, but we're launching it right now. We're relaunching
before the
it
year's out,
in
it's
the
January.
Audio form that
it's
it was
January.
Born. And then we will, before the year is out, probably before summer, switch to video.
Before the year
is out? Do we
want to
make any
out?
More end-of-year announcements?
I mean,
that's 12 months.
Jesus Christ, man.
All right.
Before the year is out, I will get a haircut.
That's exciting, Mike.
Do you realize how ridiculous that sounded? Before
yeah.
the year is out, now he's getting quiet. Now
did
he's
you
hear?
No, quiet. You be quiet. Did you hear
about,
what I said when you screamed?
February? What
I said? Probably by summer.
Is it does Katie not want video?
Wait, hold on a second. What All is right. so difficult about? Is Josh going to be producing it for you?
No, I can do that. No, she asked me. She says, "Is it going to be video?" I said, "Not yet." She said, "Okay." For her,
the question is why.
Well, the first one was not on video because she wasn't camera ready.
I'm not asking about the first one. I'm asking why it's summer or end of year. Come on, man.
All right, video next week. And that is, Mike, as you know, before summer and before the end of the year.
Okay.
So right. We're ahead of schedule.
This is where you start riddling, and I don't know why there was a problem.
But under promise, over
in your favorite podcast apps.
I'm sure I could make a November deadline.
Oh, God.
That is probably the most important thing that we didn't get to.
I got a huge headache. Mike, you take a break.
No, take a breath for a second. Let me make this final announcement. If you want to check it out, it's very important that you subscribe to Cake and Cookies at your favorite podcast provider. I know many people might have met at Lapse, and because we've changed providers, you might not even have it. So double check in your podcast that you're subscribed to Cake and Cookies, and it'll come to you before the end of the year.
All right. Yes, that's good. That's good. I look forward to it, and I'm gonna, you know, let's get Katie on the show, and I want to ask her how she's looking forward to it.
I actually texted her during this segment, and she will be on the show before the end of the year.
That's a good callback. Thank you. We will take a break. Sometimes you are something. You are really something. That's it. We will be back with the roundtable and later in the program. I'd like to do a little analysis of all of this Saturday Night Live that we are being deluged with. We'll be right back, everybody.
And Mike, here is a promo for your enjoyment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is your only chance. Time is running out. You only have until the end of this month to purchase a TMOS bonus show subscription for the entire year.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Get that fifth hour of comedy filled with profound musings, games, surprises, and naughty language.
You have a potty mouth!
Delivered to your device every Friday. And brand new for 2025, your subscription gets you more access to content not found anywhere else. And your support keeps that comedy flowing. Don't be like this woman and miss out after January 31st.
Damn, damn, damn!
Get a yearly subscription and get laughing now at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Times are fleeting. More.
As you set resolutions for 2025, consider how learning a new language can enrich your life, whether through travel, career advancement, or cultural appreciation. Learning a new language can help you connect with others and explore new cultures. Here's a great idea. Learn a language as a fulfilling New Year's resolution. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages like Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. Plus, Rosetta Stone has no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. This is a lifetime membership. You can keep learning from now until forever. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can take advantage of this New Year's special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure. Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
More for your money.
The time is now. It's time to get the official TMOS Loud Cup.
Oh, my God, yes.
Here it is.
TMOS Loud Cup for you. Right there, ladies and gentlemen. Rob's got his. Josh has his. Mine, my white one, was stolen by my son last night. He loves it. The TMOS Loud Cup, the loudest vessel in town. A 20-ounce insulated cup. No more freezing your hands off. That comes in 3 colors. And the best part, it is proudly emblazoned with the TMOS logo. It's only $29.99 and is available for order right now. At MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the store. So easy. Fun to use. Fill the loud cup with grain alcohol and let the fun go on. Then turn the cup around and activate the horn.
Blower activate.
By putting your lips on it and blowing. You. You can. Yes. You control the volume. The harder you blow, the louder the horn will be. Josh Soroka.
I don't think you can
soft blow, please. Soft blow, please. Let's hear a soft blow. Let's hear Rob Spiewak. Loud blow. Real hard.
Took it to the next level.
Blow as hard as you can. Most folks will think you're just taking a sip.
You just have to hide that loud cup after you blow.
It sounded like Norm MacDonald.
It's like, yeah, taking a sip. the loud cup. Yeah, how about that? Plus, the SnapFit lid keeps your drink safe. I fill mine with hard liquor when we do our evening shows. I've never felt better. I've never felt better. It's the TMOS Loud Cup. Buy it now at the store at MikeOMaraShow.com.
And
be like us. Get loud.
Yeah.
Play your thing now.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Hilarity will ensue.
We'll set up our Loud Cup Orchestra.
Yes, the Loud Cup Orchestra. Big fun for everybody. Thank you. Blake Lively. I could do Blake Lively stories because it's made available to me almost on a daily basis.
Yes.
I get a little crispy on it, but there is something about Blake Lively that fascinates me because I think that she could be a handful. When I see her sometimes, and with this lawsuit with Justin Baldoni, who also, I should say, unequivocally looks like he could be a handful too.
I'm going to sue her. She's a no good.
No, not that kind of Justin Baldoni. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Double handful.
So there's this chef, another coworker from Blake. The chef's name, Rossella Rago, or Rago. Who worked behind the scenes on Gossip Girl. She says Blake was, and this is her quote, horrendous to work with. And she's throwing Justin under the bus because, quote, she's used to being adored. Now, you never know why somebody doesn't like somebody, but it's funny. She adds, quote, she would burp and fart in the middle of the set and act like we were lucky to be smelling her farts. That's pretty harsh. That is.
I've never worked with anyone like that.
She was very unpleasant to work with. I just don't know how else to say it. Well, you've said it, lady.
Could you pick Blake Lively out of a lineup?
Blake Lively?
They put, really?
Why, you don't know her?
No, not really. I just know her last name is an adverb.
No. Blake Lively is like a turbo hottie. Always has been. I've always thought she was extremely attractive.
So if you put her up, and she's blonde, right?
Josh, if we can grab a picture of Blake Lively, I don't know where Rob's been living.
With four good-looking blondes in a row, you would know her right away.
I would put Blake Lively in the category of movie beautiful women. in my humble opinion.
Okay, I don't know why she's never.
I'm surprised you've never seen her with the Ryan Reynolds connection and all that.
Well, I'm sure I've seen her, but I don't think I found her remarkable. That's
well,
all.
Well, I you know she's got a look that I enjoy, but she's also when I've seen her interviewed. And the reason I sometimes share these stories is because she's got a little. I could see it happening where she would kind of have a toed.
Okay.
The quote goes on to say, "I'm going to attest that Blake Lively is horrendous. I'm sorry to burst your bubble." There she is, beautiful.
That's
woman.
She's beautiful, but I don't find her remarkable.
She was a Nepo baby. Now, I don't know what the connection is, what family connection she had to get into movies, but a Nepo baby, and when she was 19, the whole world was blowing smoke up her butt.
Yeah, so her father was a yogurt magnate. You've heard of Light and Lively?
It was Ernie Lively.
Saul Light.
From Rob Tuck.
And Myron Lively.
Like, Myron Lively.
Yeah. Passenger 57, Sisterhood of Traveling Pants, and
My
The West
Sons.
Wing. Yeah. Ernie Lively.
Oh, so he made a lot of B movies. That's
so
good.
Ernie Lively was a director or a producer? Oh, an actor, Ernie Lively. I don't even know what Ernie Lively looks like.
He's unremarkable, just like his daughter.
Oh, but, wow. I didn't know you felt strongly about her.
Yeah.
Roseanne, here's somebody Rob loves.
Now she's hot.
Roseanne is working on a new show for herself. And she's definitely swinging for the fences.
Atta girl.
She called it a cross between the original Roseanne show and The Sopranos. Now, see, when I saw that...
Is it going to be on the Fox News like streaming site
because
or whatever?
Because it just seems
I'm
interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ironed any of the details out yet. It's about a small-town farmer in Alabama who dabbles in growing and selling marijuana, which I think Roseanne probably knows about, and magic mushrooms. She and her family are also, quote, saving the United States from drug gangs.
Have you seen that she's in a music
China.
Video now?
All right. F you.
Where that was a
really?
Rapper.
Goodbye.
She's got a new song with him called Daddy's Home. Where she raps.
No.
I'm working on trying to find it.
No. Oh. Do we...
Why?
Oh, my God.
Why is she still relevant with the amount of missteps she has
Because the show was
made?
Such a juggernaut, Rob. That's probably the only reason. The show was
huge
that's why she...
But she's made so many missteps since then. They kicked her off her own show.
Roseanne says, quote, "It's silly out there. It will contain very offensive ideas and lots of swearing. They save America with guns, the Bible, petty crime, and alcoholism. It's kind of a Coen Brothers thing." She's out there, man.
You know who would be good on that show is Ernie Lively.
Ernie Lively. The show doesn't have a home yet. She says, quote, "If Hollywood doesn't buy it, then I'm just going to make it myself." So
good.
We'll to,
like the time you bought a town with your husband.
Damn. With Tom, right? With
Tom,
Arnold.
Yeah, they wanted loose meat sandwiches anytime they wanted them.
Wow, that's amazing. Someone polled 2,000 single people to find the sexiest jobs in 2025. They broke it down by industry, and we'll go 8-1 here.
Excellent.
Finance is number 8. Things like analysts, investors, and financial planners. Well, I would
imagine
sexy? That's just because of the money. I would imagine with people that's got
more
for
your
that have that.
Yeah.
Here's a weird one. Number 7 is tech, things like data analysts and IT. Tech support sexy. That to me is interesting. I don't know.
Useful and maybe rich.
Number 6 is science.
Science.
Science. Chemists, researchers, or anything that requires a science degree. Sexy. Interesting list. Number 5, business, things like marketing and sales. This is a weird list.
This is. But think of all the salespeople at WJFK. I mean, that's sexy.
Right? Sexiest group.
Did you think it was just going to say podcaster?
Hoping.
Perhaps I was looking forward to radio personalities and podcasters just watching on the outside. Number 4, lawyers. They also included cops in that one. So the heading of the law.
Okay.
I get the police thing. Tough guys out
too.
There. The
You're attracted to policemen.
So it's a power thing.
Yeah, and I like lady cops, too. That, to me, is... I dated a lady cop one time. Yeah.
Angie Dickinson.
Number 3. Yes, policewoman. Yes, I dated Angie Dickinson.
when she was still hot, like the Sinatra days.
Oh, she was wonderful. I used to call her Pepper.
Yes.
Number two, educators.
Teachers
and professors. Mm-hmm. And coming in at number one, healthcare workers. Doctors and nurses came in at number one.
That's the paycheck.
That's the paycheck, but also I think the power, you know, the power of life and death. That's probably what it is to a little.
Would you like to see Roseanne in dreadlocks?
Yes.
Please, take it away. I'd like to see that. We want it, too mad, it's done, too bad, boo-hoo, so sad.
I think that's enough.
I think so, too.
She looks good in dreadlocks.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Remember when she went on Carson and she was funny?
Yeah. Remember, we opened for her one time.
That's right.
That. Yeah, way back in the day. That was a long time ago.
No, this is more national anthem style.
All right, people on the West Coast, Pacific Northwest, just wait till the end. Don't overreact to this.
All right.
I don't want anybody hopping in a car and fleeing. A massive underwater volcano located just 300 miles off the Oregon coast is showing signs of an imminent eruption, according to scientists that are issuing this warning. The axial seamount, which spans about a mile and a quarter across and towers at 3,600 feet tall and sits 4,626 feet beneath the Pacific Ocean's surface. Volcanologists are predicting the submarine volcano will erupt before the end of 2025.
I wonder if we'll have video of Cake and Cookies before the thing erupts. Sort of a foot race.
Observations of significant swelling and increased seismic activity that can also be found on Cake and Cookies.
Yes.
Evidence.
And the new episodes.
Right. That's what we saw in the last 6 months.
Swelling.
Building up for Cake and Cookies. God.
Scientists say the eruption would resemble a Hawaiian lava flow. That you don't need to freak out. That's why I said wait till the end. Here's the quote.
Well, the fact that it's underwater, wouldn't it eventually just turn to stone on an ELO weekend?
There's another ELO. Isn't that the second ELO reference we've had in the show today?
Here's
the quote from scientists. It's not an explosive eruption, but calm effusions. I've had a few of those in my day.
Sure.
Calm effusions of lava flowing out of the caldera and across the sea floor. So it's not going to go kaboom in a big light.
No, but for 4 days of the first month, it is going to be a heavy flow.
The immense water pressure of the ocean significantly reduces any potential risks in the eruption. So there's nothing to worry about.
And nice warm water on the beach.
Hey, you know, yesterday on the show.
What's the temp in the water today? 101?
My feet are burning. My feet are burning. What's the deal with this? Sam Elliott. I was a veteran.
I'm already a member.
For those of you that might not necessarily be Kansas City Chiefs fans, that's the worst setup that I just did on the fly, and it's not appropriate.
Do it again, but with a more pronounced
I have
broadcaster
to do it with a more
voice.
Concerned air.
Yeah, you do. You know? You do.
I'll try to rewrite it. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Chiefs fans. Things are all not rosy in Kansas City.
How about not everything is rosy in Kansas City?
Not everything is rosy in Kansas City, and you might want to pay attention to that cough. A tuberculosis outbreak in Kansas City has become the largest documented TB outbreak on record in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they cured that.
Well, Mahomes is just passing it around.
The current Kansas City, Kansas Metro tuberculosis outbreak is the largest documented outbreak in U.S. history since the 1950s, when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention started monitoring the report.
It's not as big as they say, but Andy Reid, his case counts for 8.
There you go. How's it going? Three feet.
Rooney. Call for Rooney.
And finally today, visitors are flocking to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden to visit a wonderful piece of vegetation.
Ah.
They are leaning in to brave a whiff of a very famous plant and its infamously putrid scent, mm-hmm. which resembles that of rotting flesh. Guy named Elijah Blade said, it smells like feet, cheese, and rotten meat. It just smelled like the worst possible combination of smells. It was disgusting. The rare, I hope I pronounced this correctly, the rare Amorphallus gigas is a relative of the Amorphallus titanium, commonly known as the corpse flower.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
The Amorphallus gigas has bloomed for the first time since arriving in Brooklyn in 2018. It's native to Sumatra. The plant is known for its height and stickiness. Which it uses to attract pollinators. I've tried my whole life to attract pollinators. It is hundreds of flowers, both male and female, inside the bloom. It can take years between blooming events. The bloom will last only a few days before it collapses. The other name for the plant is Spiwakus nonflossus.
Okay, that's there fine.
I'm sorry. I did that yesterday.
You're not sorry at all. The joke I would have done is...
Go ahead. Share your joke.
The most unpleasant bloom found since we fired Matt.
Oh, God, that's so cruel. Yours was better. Hey, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with something. Yeah, Saturday Night Live discussion when we return right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike,
show.
Forgive me. He quit.
Absolutely. He did. Sort of.
Yeah, he did. I just want to make it clear. We didn't fire him.
So, is this you? Hi there. My name is Marjorie. And I'm dying to have a cup of delicious hot coffee after dinner. But I don't want to be kept up all night. I am perplexed.
Give me a better whack. Come on.
I'm perplexed. Well, your problems are over. Thanks to Savarista.
Yes.
Savarista Coffee offers premium craft decaf and half-caf blends with bold flavors, ethically sourced beans, and natural decaffeination. Plus, it's small batch roasted for exceptional taste. You will definitely find your perfect blend at Savarista.com. This is unlike any decaf you've ever tried. Savarista delivers a flavorful coffee experience without the compromise. So, whether you're cutting back on caffeine or seeking incredible coffee anytime, Savarista is the perfect choice. Head over to Savarista.com and treat yourself to Savarista. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS for 25% off. 25% off with the code TMOS at Savarista.com. We earn a commission when you use the code, so please do it for us.
Yeah.
We would certainly appreciate it. Last night, I look in on the 50 years of music. Rob, I hope you got a chance to take a peek at that last night.
I got a little bit of it because we had the late show. Things got a little mucked up. I will watch
kinda
it
meh.
Today on
Peacock. What I
really,
saw.
Really, was it meh?
It was kind of meh. It didn't
right.
have. We had discussed it briefly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the volume of performances with the number of shows. But it was okay. And then I had also not finished watching... what's the movie about Saturday Night Live?
I think it's just called Live. Saturday Night, isn't it?
What is it called?
Saturday Night.
It's Saturday Night. You know, they have a few segments in that movie where they recreate some of the bits they did. And it made me realize that don't let the Saturday Night Live machine cloud the talent that was there. There's one scene where they do the opening segment with Michael O'Donoghue reading English lessons to John Belushi.
Oh, Wolverines have eaten my fingertips.
Exactly. And
yes.
They do it with Mike, the actor. And look, you're not expecting them to totally recreate it, but it was so bad. It was so badly done. Almost mm-hmm. like they were trying not to make it as funny. And I went back and showed Carla... because she said, did you see the original? I said, I did. I watched the very original episode. And you could recreate a Lorne Michaels. You could mm-hmm. do it very easily. All right. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. You could recreate the creator and he comes up with the idea. And I give him total credit for doing mm-hmm. that, for coming up with the concept. As far as you're right, and being the mogul and, playing God over talented people for his entire career, You can find anybody to do that. You can't.
I think one of the most oppressive things about Lorne, and I've heard this from more than one interview, is that if you're going out to dinner with him, he will say, I think I'm going to call Paul. And yeah. he forces you to ask if he means Paul Simon or Paul McCartney.
Yeah. He's that kind of guy.
He won't let you know. You know, it's right. just
he's the talent baron, and he's the guy that makes that. But really, at the core of any real great Saturday Night Live moment, whatever season you liked, it's the talent, baby. It's the talent. Because when I watch the movie actors and then I watch the real Belushi, who would make you laugh just by his presence. Yeah. That's what he had.
Eyebrow could do it.
Was he crazy? And what they do in the movie, which I have no idea whether Lorne had anything to do with the movie. Did he have anything to do with the
no.
movie?
No, I don't think so.
But it's definitely a Lorne tribute, the movie, where he's the star of the show. And, the actors on the Saturday Night Live movie are portrayed as manic, out of control drug addicts. And I know that there were drugs on the scene during the original Saturday Night Live run, and all the incarnations, there's probably a lot of it. But at the same time, I think they diminished the talent on that show, and the talent was just there. Even Chevy, who was a notorious malcontent behind the scenes, you can't eliminate that. He comes out and he announces the first Live from New York, it's Saturday night, and he does that kind of jive Chevy look that you had, and he can't. It's the talent, man. That's what did it. Mm-hmm. It's not the ideas or braving the execs. It's really, it comes down to who you are. And on camera, in my opinion, when you see the faces and you see the presence, that's what does it. Nobody can guarantee it's going to happen, and nobody can force it. Would you agree with that? That it's just kind of like the presence of these people you can manipulate, but the behind-the-scenes guys are relevant, don't get me wrong, but they're not the be-all, end-all.
The thing is that, for 50 years now, except for a couple seasons, maybe one or two, Lorne has produced this show. And I think he gets a lot of credit almost accidentally just for sticking around.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think he's quite as important as he thinks he is. He couldn't be as important as he thinks he is. But he did have the original notion, and he is a weird link because of his age of like the very end of variety shows. Yeah. He was a part of that.
Right.
And I think that one of the most important things is that there are elements of a variety show that, carry over. And that's pretty bright. But he's also become the enemy of what he set out to do, because he said he didn't want it to ever become the Carol Burnett Show. That's a famous quote. And what is it but the Carol Burnett Show when they write a sketch for Jimmy Fallon to purposely laugh? That's what that is.
And
he's gotten away from his original statement of
would you,
know,
you not? Did you watch the movie?
Yes.
Would you not agree that movie, from the old to the young, just poops on actors? That's what it does. It just kind of poops on the actors throughout. The Milton Berle is defecated on.
Yes.
Chevy Chase is defecated on. John Belushi's defecated on. The only one that I think comes out smelling like a rose would probably be Gilda Radner, which is okay with me, because as I said to my wife, I think Gilda Radner was the best cast member ever in the history of that show. If
Very
you go
valid.
Back and look at the stuff that she's done, I will tell you that I truly believe that she was the best cast member. I think they were all funny, but movie made me so angry watching
I was
that.
So dissatisfied.
Really,
I thought Aykroyd came out okay, although he is nuts, but not in a way that affects anyone else. He's just a weird guy. Mike, there was one clip that I did pull the audio from the documentary last night that sort of...
The 50 Years of Music?
Yeah, that explains... Sometimes the foresight of Lorne is not great.
This is great. This is really significant. I was going to mention it. I'm so glad you have
okay, so this is talking about the origin of the Blues Brothers.
Listen to this.
Which actually started as the Bees, remember?
Danny Aykroyd was a blues aficionado.
Paul
and when
Schaefer.
He met Belushi, the two of them teamed up. These two guys had in the back of their minds, play the blues.
There was a running bit on the show at that time, the bees.
Do you think we like this?
John hated a bee costume, and that was the first time I really did the Blues Brothers on television.
I'm a king, bae. I can buzz on, I know.
They come up with this concept of these two brothers.
This is Tom Malone.
Blues. Did it for Lorne Michaels. Didn't make the show. Lauren said, frankly, I don't see anything funny about the Blues Brothers. Wednesday, about 3:15, Lauren comes out of read-through and he says, the show's 3 minutes short. John and Danny jumped on him and, Lauren, the Blues Brothers. So Lauren said, we have nothing worthwhile to put in those 3 minutes. You guys might as well make fools of yourselves.
Those fools, Mike, had a number one single and a number one album and a number one movie.
That's, I think, all at the same foolish. Time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, I think you're right.
It mm-hmm. was a big story. And I remember, of all the movies when I was a kid, that I had never experienced a movie theater sellout. Multiple shows. Like, you couldn't get into the theater that
right.
night
mm-hmm.
until the Blues Brothers. And that's,
and that's
how,
the crowd that's you want to see a movie like that with.
Yeah,
a jam-packed crowd.
Because it didn't really matter whether it was funny or not. It was
right.
the music that was the phenomenon, and
great
the band,
music.
The Saturday Night. And what would that have in common? Talent. It was their talent that shined through.
That?
The talent of Duck Dunn. The talent of Tom Bones Malone.
Steve
Blue
Robert.
Lou Marini. All those great guys that were in the Saturday Night Live band, and I think that speaks volumes right there. Not that he didn't have winners. Not that he didn't pick cast members that were great, but when you have the one guy
that's
all-powerful.
He also picked Anthony Michael Hall.
He did indeed. And and who's your favorite guy that you always mention with the wild hair?
Who is Kyle Mooney?
Kyle Mooney.
What a disaster.
Yeah, so, you know, I watched that movie, and it's like, how about a little tribute to the people that made that show what it was? The original cast.
Here, here.
They deserve a tribute, and so that's my thought.
Hello, Lauren. Be strong, Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris was, I'm going to get accused of being racist, but I wasn't. I didn't like Garrett Morris. Did you like Garrett Morris on the
original? No, he didn't bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, in my opinion, didn't either, except for our top story tonight.
That was funny.
Yeah, we'll be right back, everybody. I want to tell you about one of the biggest challenges to eating better. Well, so many better-for-you products taste so yuck. There's a brand that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. I love Orgain. Orgain's
so good.
30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. And whether it's chocolate or vanilla, the taste is the best. It gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. Orgain is convenient, real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving and no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. 30 grams of protein and it tastes amazing. Just call me the Phyllis Diller of the Orgain Vanilla. Phyllis Diller was a performer in the 1950s and 60s.
She had a husband named Fang.
Fang. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein pack nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS. Once you're there, look around and get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout, and when you're prompted to, use the promo code TMOS30 for 30% off your order. Remember, 30% off. Orgain.com/TMOS. Make sure you use the promo code TMOS30 during checkout so they know that we sent you. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Quick question, Josh, yes. Do you have any idea who Phyllis Diller is?
Of course not. No.
Wow, that stings.
Yeah, well,
I would think that he'd know that.
A lot of people your age wouldn't know who Phyllis Diller is, Rob.
But they would if they watched variety shows.
Old tapes of variety shows with that. You have a foodie segment that you brought to the table today,
Mike,
that I'm
this
curious
is so
about.
Exciting.
I wrote down food reveal for foodies.
Mike?
Yes.
What is the best $1.50 you can spend for food? When you really want to be satisfied, what's the best $1.50 you can spend?
What does a candy bar go for now?
Like $3.
So it's not $1.50. So that rules out candy bars.
No, I know the $1.50.
You know the answer? Do you know it because he told you, or do you know it because you
He'd
just
know it
him?
Anyway.
No,
I
know it because I know Rob, and I agree with this $1.50.
Okay, so it's got to be Costco. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's got to be Costco. It's $1.50, and it's their hot dog.
With a soda.
With a soda. Has been at $1.50 for like 25 years. They have not moved it. But because of that, Mike, in 2013, they awarded the fountain soda contract in the food court to Pepsi Cola. This was a hard hit for Coke drinkers. And Mike, I am pleased to announce.
Probably for the company too, right?
For this summer.
Yes.
They are bringing back Coca-Cola to the Costco food courts, and the price remains the same for a quarter pound hot dog and a Coke for $1.50. You can eat like a king.
Is this a permanent change?
Yes. Well, I mean, as permanent as it can be. I mean, they stayed with Pepsi for 11 or 12 years. But this is great because Coke is such a superior product.
Rob, I wrote down, this is so weird the way this show goes. Uh-huh. I wrote down with no knowledge of what Rob was going to talk about today. What is a food you've grown not to like? And in parentheses, I wrote hot dogs.
You're buying cheap hot dogs then.
You're not getting the Costco hot dogs then.
I don't like them as much as I
used to. Or you're cooking it wrong.
Look at the baseball aficionado getting all upset now with me.
I think I've gone the opposite way where I appreciate hot dogs more as I've gotten older.
Now, I really don't know.
I love hot dogs. Oh, my God.
I could eat a hot dog every meal. Be fine.
You could eat a hot dog every meal?
I could.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Josh, what ballpark? You've been to so many ballparks. What ballpark has the best hot dog? Does one ring to mind?
Kansas City.
I know Toronto had the worst.
Why was Toronto's bad? Why was Toronto's not good?
Because they're Canadian.
It was dry.
Okay.
And very chewy. Oh. I don't know what meat it was.
How do you take, Rob, when you're in the Costco, cost company, how do you take your hot dog?
I invariably go mustard and onion crank.
The unsanitary.
I don't have the onion crank, so well, I go ketchup, mustard, relish.
You don't have it in your Costco?
No, they've removed it. I have a newer Costco that never put it in.
Oh, that's right. They removed it after the tuberculosis breakout.
They sent all those machines to Kansas City.
Is there a food that you have grown to not like? Is there a food that you have that maybe you've liked for a long time and you have just faded on it and you don't care about it as much?
I'm trying to think. That's tough. I have grown to like certain foods as I've gotten older that I didn't like as a kid, but
I've never lost my hatred of Brussels sprouts.
I will
eat them when they are prepared okay. But as far as with hot dogs, a lot of times the flavor profile grosses me out a little bit. And it's just not the same.
What
way
if you
I
get a lightly grilled hot dog with a good beef flavor and a nice snap when you bite it? You can't beat it.
Well, that's the question: is how are you cooking your hot dog?
Hopefully
not in the microwave.
I cook a lot of them in the microwave.
That's the problem.
See, you're killing yourself.
I don't eat hot dogs, so I mean it's not relevant. But I've cooked them in the microwave when I was, Carl will bring them into the house once in a while.
You have grill it or put it in the air fryer or boil.
Rob, let me ask Josh this. I want to ask Josh. Josh, so what is something that if it's served at a regular dinner table that you absolutely will not touch? I know you probably have a list of things.
Things I won't touch, Brussels sprouts.
Okay, I share that.
Now that we got past the holidays, whatever that marshmallow green thing is, the jello, marshmallow jello.
A jello fluff, a mold.
I won't touch that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the 60s. I think that's one of those marketing things.
Well, I'm down in the South, so Southern homes still do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Jell-O mold.
Well, not the Jell-O mold. Definitely. I'll touch the Jell-O, but this like the salad where it's like
like a Watergate salad, like a marshmallow salad. In it.
Yeah,
that's Watergate that salad. Thing. Yeah.
What is Watergate salad? Explain what it is.
It was, I think, invented at the Watergate Hotel, and it's Cool Whip and marshmallows and pistachio pudding and maybe some cut up fruit in it.
Is it frozen? Yeah,
like
is
some
it solid
or something?
No, you mix it and then you chill it And because of the Jello in it, it will set up a little bit.
So it does. It is solid. It's a
mold.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But it's a
no,
mold.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
It's a no. It's here. You go, Mike.
All right.
There you go.
I don't think I have ever had that.
You're not.
You'd know.
Anything. Do you like it, Rob?
It's fine. Yeah, I like Jello bread.
Some of it's really fine.
Some of it's really fine.
Rob has not given us a food that he doesn't like.
I don't like beets.
That's from childhood, though, right?
Well, no, I've tried them. I wanted to like them because they were popular in my family. We grew them. Mm-hmm. And, oh. I mean, the fact that you could pull fresh beets and cook them is a notion that's fantastic. But I don't do them. I'm not big on colored peppers. I'll eat a green pepper, but I don't like
red,
yellow,
that
stuff.
I do not like peppers. I am not a pepper.
Like a stuffed pepper, I won't touch. I don't like
it. I'll give you a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Happy Valley, little golf tournament. Mm-hmm. 7:30 in the morning, they throw out a little brekkie, and the
that
eggs
breakfast.
You know, give me effing scrambled eggs. All right,
sure.
Just give me some eggs. Just cook the eggs, put them in that little chafing dish, and dole it out. And this dude chops up multiple colors of peppers.
Oh, and he
in
thinks
the scrambled
he's a king.
Eggs.
He thinks
it's
he's
like,
brilliant.
F you. It's not good. It tastes. And by the way, the combo of the peppers and the scrambled eggs right there, right in the sternum for the entire effing day. Where the heartburn that I get from a pepper, the heartburn symptoms are multifold.
And I'll give you something else that has happened that I've gotten older. I'm less inclined to go overly spicy on food. Heat is harder for me now.
But that's not a distaste. That's things that, like, I've changed what I eat because of how my body reacts as I get older.
Yeah,
I don't need as much red meat anymore.
We have a place.
Hot dog is does that count or is that pink meat?
I don't know.
Okay. It's like snouts.
Not if it's kosher, Mike. Not if it's kosher.
May contain snouts.
No, get yourself some kosher dogs. That's the way.
Right across the street, yes. I enjoyed a shrimp dish that burned my lips. It was called shrimp fra diavolo.
Shrimp of the devil.
I couldn't eat it.
Too hot?
I couldn't eat it. It was too hot. The guy said, next time, the owner, cool guy, walks over and goes, next time you say mild, give it the mild sauce. The regular is for your people. Like it is spicy.
Next time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, proprietor.
Next time she's going to order noodles with butter.
Yes, you like a nice bland? I give you 4 pounds of it in a giant bowl.
Big as your head.
We're taking a break. We'll come back with the beautiful video. And you are
gorgeous.
Listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you all very much for doing that. We love you, and we want you to continue to support all of us here at TMOS, ladies and gentlemen.
And eat liver. Liver is good.
Eat liver with a nice fra diavolo sauce.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah, that'll make you vomit. Hey, how would you like to be the most interesting person at the big party?
I would love it.
Take a look at this. This is Scott Kelly, Pinot Noir, from the place where they're watching that 300-mile earthquake off the coast, Oregon. This is a Naked Wines vintner, and their wines are spectacular. If it wasn't 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, I would probably be drinking it right now.
Well, we'll be doing another show in 6 hours. You can do it then.
Yes. If you want to be a hero at your party or your favorite sports game that has an S in front of it called Super, don't lie about being a war hero. Don't do stolen valor. Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. Fabulous. This podcast, sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for just a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores, and it's great wine. And I've used so many different wines because, you know, I am wonderful wino. Use our code. You can get 6 bottles. Wonderful wino. The big sound in the big town. $39.99. 6 bottles of wine. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of the grape. It is great. Turn off the noise of the outside world. Uncork a bottle to celebrate all your little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Let's go!
I'm a veteran. You need to join the Naked Wines community.
I thought you already joined.
Head to Naked Wines, dude. NakedWines.com. NakedWines.com/TMOS. And put in our code TMOS for both the code and password. You'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. They got pictures. That's NakedWines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine, $39.99. Yay for sports.
Hey, did Sam, yes. Do you think if we were to give that as a gift, would that be a hell of a send-off for the old man?
Hell of a send-off for the old man, huh?
Yes, hey, please. I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, shotgun.
WRVQ.
WRVQ Richmond. Mike.
RVQ.
This
am
is...
I, by the way, I haven't even noticed this for the entire show until just now.
Right.
Am I like powder? Am I like overlit? Is that my problem today?
No, that was last night's show. But I want to tell you.
Hey, I was overlit last night.
The light's a little high.
A little hot. I'll adjust that tomorrow. Sorry, I didn't notice that at the beginning of the show.
Mike, I'm not a big fan of the so-called influencer doing an elaborate gag on YouTube or TikTok or whatever, but this is pretty funny. This guy has got himself a few yards, you know, maybe a couple rolls of sod, like grass that you would roll out in your front yard, right?
Yeah.
And he installed it in his house and called people to come mow it.
First, we filled my house with grass. Then we put Rob and Kevin in bush costumes.
It's in here, come on. Come on.
So once they cut the grass and start weeding, we can scare them.
Rob, stand up. Are you the pool guy to cut the living room? It's in
this
here,
guy.
Come on.
This guy, Rob.
Yeah, I
this
know.
This needs to be mowed.
This?
On the tracker, just take on your mower.
I never done this before, but I mean, it's kind of weird.
Now, I don't think you need the guys jumping out and scaring them, but my question is this.
The whole thing is like weed fueled.
How did that lawnmower get in there?
That's what I'm saying. A riding mower like that does not fit.
Can I give
you
my take on it? Probably a scam video.
You think?
I smell a rat. It's ill-conceived. It's the guy is a stoner. It just strikes me as something that, hey, this ought to be funny, man.
Are you here
out,
to cut
okay?
the living room?
Yeah.
Mike, Philadelphia, I said some bad things about it yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I'd
you
like
in trouble?
I just want to apologize because just when I thought it would be okay to root for Philadelphia because I don't care for the Chiefs, you see this, and it's like, what the hell are you going to do?
Well, fans flooded the streets after the Eagles' win last night, and while things were mostly peaceful, police were busy.
In one neighborhood, a driver plowed right through a crowd. In another, a person was seen firing a gun. And all along Broad Street, a number of fans climbed poles despite efforts to prevent it. NBC 10's Lauren Makers live in center, sitting now with a breakdown of
this
all the
lady.
Happenings last night.
Did they win or lose? You don't know.
Jacqueline, behind me here on Broad Street, you can see there are still some bike racks out here from those celebrations last night. Now, the mayor says, by and large, Philadelphia celebrated responsibly, but there are some exceptions. And now the city is preparing for the possibility of another celebration.
Nope.
No.
Why?
You see, Mike, they greased the poles so you can't climb. Still,
yeah,
they climbed.
They've
them.
Done that before. It's just, you know, wow.
Why did she call those fences bike racks?
Because it's Philadelphia, and they call them bike racks in Philly.
Mike, let us see what the mayor had to say, because she's plugged into the safety of the city.
Let's do it.
That's right, and they're shooting guns in the air.
They didn't ask her to spell this time?
No, not this time.
Oh, Philadelphia. Still would have, you know, I mean, let them have fun. Let them have fun. You know,
what? No, don't have fun. They're driving cars into crowds. They're shooting
you
guns.
You know, I made my point. I made my position clear on the big game last night. And but I will tell you that when it comes right down to it, I predict that I will change my mind, that I will look in on the game, and that I will probably root for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. I can see that, because you want to see the mayhem.
I don't want to see a three-peat. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I think they've gotten all the adulation that they can possibly get, the Kansas City Chiefs.
What you should do, Mike, is while the game is on, watch the movie Saturday Night on pay-per-view.
And by the way, that Lorraine Newman lady in that movie does do a good job of imitating Lorraine Newman, the best one, I think, really.
Lorraine Newman, skinny lady.
Skinny lady, drunk.
Very thin.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I believe this is a Florida story. If not, it should be. When you're arresting someone at a traffic stop and you say, do you have anything that we should know about? And they say, yes, I have a gun. Be careful when you remove the gun from his pants.
A driver is accidentally shot in the leg by a police officer during a traffic stop.
Oh, it's Jacksonville.
This is body camera video of the incident that happened last month in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh,
the driver was pulled over for allegedly running a red light.
He blew that red light. I lightened
the yellow and turned red when I went out there.
It was red when he blew it.
It was yellow.
Okay. Well, I saw it. It was red.
While the officer was speaking to the driver from the passenger window, he asked,
you got the crazy in the car?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Citing safety reasons,
he has a gun.
Asked the driver to step out so they can remove the gun from his person. The driver complied. As Officer Mindy Cardwell removed the gun, it went off.
Right. You okay?
Oh.
The
nice,
in the
nice pull, Mindy.
Mindy has been put on leave.
To the junior reporters, and there are many of them that come literally right out of college here.
Yes.
When you've got video that is self-explanatory, you don't need to jammer all the way through it. Please, give me a break.
The man is okay. The cop is on leave.
I blame the man. Who puts a gun in your pants without the safety on?
In my pants.
I blame the man for everything. And when I say the man, I'm talking about the guy in power. The man.
He blew the red light.
I have a high-powered weapon right now in my Fruit of the Looms.
In my pants?
In my pants.
Let's close with this, Mike. Do you love your bed? You love your bed, right?
I do. I love my Sleep Number bed. Wish they were still a sponsor. Love to get them back on. They're good. They're good. I love my Sleep Number until somebody sends me another free bed.
This lady is talking about beds, and it's a weird reaction I had when I saw her. I think, like, nothing that she says indicates this, just her physical being. I think she looks like she's into witchcraft.
So what's your take?
Beds are overrated and they're an absolute scam.
100% disagree. Beds are not overrated. I love sleeping in a bed.
You invest thousands of dollars into this thing and then you need all the bells and whistles. You need a bed frame. You need a headboard. You need a mattress. You need a mattress cover. You need a sheet. You need another sheet. And then all the upkeep. You have to wash the bedding, like I just found out, once a week, which is crazy.
That's too much.
I slept in a hammock for years. I slept on a dog bed for years.
A dog bed?
I slept in an extra large dog bed
for
years.
Bed on a bed?
No, it was on the floor.
Show me the dog bed. It actually looks quite nice.
It was.
How much did that run you?
That was only $70.
That's so nice.
That
it's
does
still
look
weird.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's weird, but it's definitely looks. I could, in a pinch, I could sack out on that thing. What is that? A dog bed for like Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yeah, it looked like it might be for like a biggin. Yeah.
It's much nicer than a futon on the floor.
It is. It is the dog bed. What a
takes up less space.
What a great hack! You know, let people don't spend all that money on air mattresses. You know, the next time we're overflowing the O'Meara house, hey, I got your dog bed ready, especially for kids.
Yeah, but you know, it's really gonna piss off Stubby.
Rob thinks you're a Wiccan priestess, though.
But don't you think she looked like that?
I think that might be your thing. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know.
The eyes get that far apart. It seems evil.
It's her eyes. She wasn't cross-eyed, though, Rob. Like,
no.
Rob believes all cross-eyed people are witches, too. We got to get out of here.
$115 on Amazon.
How much?
$115.
Oh,
for a dog bed for a dog.
Priced me out of the market. Yeah,
and, Mike, the smell of cedar chips will make sure you don't get moths.
Isn't that exciting? That's very, very exciting. Yeah. By the way, I've got, like, some sort of flying insects in our bedroom. We checked all of the windows last night. I don't know what's happening.
Earwigs, ew.
We keep a clean house. Investigation to follow for Rob Spielwick. Stupid show. And Josh Stroka and Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
That's fun.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, radio entertainment.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Cotton nail bath tissue.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's VANTA.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.